Preparation for Shabbos. There's something that we mentioned in the share earlier this week, which was the Mekalb Shabbos, and not earlier, and not waiting for the last minute, waiting for Shki itself. Which I just wanted to mention that there's the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos, we spoke about it a few times in Yeshiva, the mitzvah of adding on to Shabbos. And according to most Rishonim, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, to add on to Shabbos in the beginning of Shabbos and at the end of Shabbos. And not to just go into Shabbos at Shkia and leave it at Tzeis at the end of Shabbos. And that's why one is supposed to be Mekabel Shabbos and stop doing Melacha already earlier than Shkia. It's not clear how many minutes before Shabbos is this mitzvah. Therefore, there are many different shittas on this. Rav Moshe said there should be at least 2 or 3 minutes before Shkia that one already stops doing Melacha. And the Mishaburu speaks about 20 minutes before Shkia, half an hour before Shkia. And like we mentioned that in Shlai, many people stop 40 minutes before Shkia. But what's important is that besides the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos, also as a prevention from coming into Shabbos, being Mechal Shabbos, one has to train themselves to be ready for Shabbos already at least 5 minutes before Shabbos, so that the Mekayim this mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos. To be Mekayim the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos, some sheet is told you need to think positively down in Mekayim Shabbos. That's what Mishpru talks about, thinking or speaking it out. Rav Moshe held that's enough, they just stop doing Melacha, that's enough for the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos. Another halacha that comes up that Bachim asked a lot of times in the beginning of the Zman about Halakas Neiris. There's a mitzvah Halakas Neiris. We light candles for Shabbos. It's the lady of the house who usually lights, the mother. And the reason for the mitzvah, there's 3 reasons for the mitzvah. One is for covered Shabbos. It's an honor to Shabbos. And back in those days when they didn't have electricity, so the more light, the more excitement, the happier the setting is with light. And therefore, lighting candles Erev Shabbos for Shabbos shows that there's a special day coming. There's Oynik Shabbos, which is that when I'll be eating, I enjoy the food more when I can see the food. So it gives more enjoyment to Shabbos. And the third reason is Shalom Bayis, which means that in the house there'll be peace. People will be able to see where they're walking. People will be able to see each other. They won't trip over things. They won't bang into walls, which gets people frustrated and angry. And it'll be a nice day of Shabbos. Those are the reasons for Halakas Neiris. Therefore, since one of the reasons is Oynik Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos, which has to do with eating on Shabbos, so the Iker place is where we're eating, but we also need light in any other place that we are, so that there's light around there that we're able to walk around without tripping or banging into walls. This mitzvah of Halakas Neiris is really upon everyone, men, women, Bachrim, single, married, everyone has the mitzvah. But when we're at home, when we're kaim it, we fulfill it through our mothers that light. A husband's mekayim it through their wife that lights. A bachin yeshiva is a question if he's here in Eretz Yisrael, could he be mekayim it with the neighbors that his mother's lying back over there in New York? That's a question some paiskim, because maybe that's your bias. But the general meaning is that we're mekayim it where we are. So if we're in yeshiva and we're eating in the dining room, the suda's in the dining room, so someone will be lighting in the dining room. And he has a mind for everyone in yeshiva. And we're mekayim the mitzvah with the Halakas Neiris in the dining room. And then we're careful that there should be lights in the hall, some light in the hall, that we're mekayim the third reason of Shalom Bayis. If one is eating out, so in general a bachar, the assumption is that he's included in the hadlaka of the place where he's eating. So he's mekayim the mitzvah with in the place where he's eating with the hadlaka that's being lit over there. And then again, he has to just make sure that there's light around where he's walking around. And with that, we're mekayim the mitzvah of hadlakas neiris Shabbos. Shabbos, have a wonderful Shabbos.